AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A rare burst of bipartisanship has helped the House advance an aid package for Ukraine and Israel toward a final weekend vote. Sagar Magani has the story.
It was a rarity in the hyper-partisan House. Democrats helped Speaker Mike Johnson's $95 billion aid package move toward a final vote this weekend.
This is the best possible product that we can get under these circumstances.
Johnson's had to fight hard to salvage support for the package, with the slimmest of majorities and hard-right Republicans threatening his job if more money goes to Ukraine. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats had a choice.
We could let them simply crash and burn.
But instead opted to form a robust coalition and overwhelmingly clear a procedural hurdle. Johnson will need much more help to pass each of the four separate aid bills this weekend. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And Charles Deledesma has the latest on the war in Ukraine.
Ukraine's Air Force is claiming it shot down a Russian bomber plane, but Moscow officials say the plane crashed on Friday due to a malfunction after a combat mission. Neither claim could be independently verified. Meanwhile, officials say Russian missiles struck cities in the central Dnipro region of Ukraine, killing 8 people, including a 14-year-old girl and an 8-year-old boy. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Israel and Iran are both playing down an apparent Israeli airstrike near a major airbase and nuclear site in central Iran, a signal the two enemies are looking to avoid further escalation. A full jury of 12 plus 6 alternates has been seated in Donald Trump's hush money case, opening statement set for Monday. And the Biden administration's finalized rules that would restrict new oil and gas leasing and development in 13 million acres of Alaska's petroleum reserve, considered particularly sensitive as the Arctic continues to warm. This is AP News. Proposed legislation in California would make it easier for pet owners to find rental housing.
In Oakland, California, some 350 dogs are surrendered to animal shelters each month, many because their owners can't find housing that accepts pets. Ann Dunn is director of Oakland Animal Services.
I think the biggest challenge that we've been facing since the beginning of 2023 is having to consider euthanizing dogs for space.
But a bill in the California legislature would make it easier for pet owners to rent in the state. Landlords would have to provide reasonable justifications for denying a pet, and landlords could not require a pet deposit or additional rent. Some landlords are pushing back. Deborah Carlton, Executive Vice President of California Apartment Association, says she allows pets in her single-family units that have yards.
But I will tell you, the dogs have destroyed the place.
I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.